State elections may seem a ways off, but that's not the case for everyone. And HBR's Casey McDermott caught up with a few Republicans who are thinking about running for one of those seats and came to Concord Thursday to test the waters.
This week, Alexandria Knox got to stand shoulder to shoulder with one of her biggest heroes.
Speaker Jasper, he is my inspiration.
That would be Sean Jasper, the Speaker of the New Hampshire House of Representatives. He might seem an unlikely role model for a 30-year-old from Manchester, but Knox is a political junkie who's gunning for a seat of her own in Representatives Hall. So Knox was pretty starstruck when she got to join Jasper at the speaker's podium and test out what it was like to hold the gavel herself.
That was just so such an honor, and it's so sacred in that the Representatives Hall, that place, and it just gives me chills because I love the decorum, I love the history. It's just, that was my favorite part.
Knox and about 70 others came to the State House Thursday for just this kind of behind-the-scenes look at life in the legislature. They were there for an open house hosted by the House Majority Office, meant to show would-be Republican candidates what to expect if they decide to run for state rep. Think of it like a campus visit. The new kids, in this case, got matched up with current state reps who let them tag along to committee hearings and made sure they didn't get lost in the State House tunnels. They learned where the representatives eat lunch, how they decide seating assignments, and what it's like to live on $100 a year for a salary. And the group who turned out for the tour spanned from retirees to those still raising young families. Some, like David Benford of Orford, were just there to learn more. He's a combat veteran who served in Afghanistan, and until Thursday, he'd never been inside the New Hampshire State House.
The one thing that struck me this morning was it's not a paid position. And that's something that people that are here are people that want to be here. It's not something that they're not lining their pockets. And I think the American public is tired of that personally.
Jean Ferreira, who lives in Guilford, has knocked on doors for plenty of candidates, including Ted Cruz. So she says she knows what it takes to mount a grassroots campaign. Now she's mulling a candidacy of her own for state rep, but she's still on the fence about whether that's the best path for her activism.
I vacillate between getting involved in the state politics and otherwise speaking out and being involved in rallies, etc. And I go back and forth with that. Am I more helpful as one of 400 people in a body? Or am I more helpful outside? So I'm working on that.
Luckily for Ferreira and others on the fence, the would-be candidates still have a few months to make up their minds. The filing period for state primary elections begins June 1st. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.